You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up? You're listening to 5 Tip Friday. Okay, so I don't think you have to be a real estate genius to see that our market is absolutely crazy here in the US, probably in the world. I'm not quite sure how other markets are looking, but I can definitely speak to the US. It's crazy. It is 100% a seller's market. So because of that, I wanted to do an updated episode that will help you understand what do you need to do to get your finances in order so you can buy in 2021 or in the very near future. So these are 5 tips that will help you get set up for that are more appropriate to today's market. So let's go ahead and dive in. Tip number one is to open a high yield savings account. This is a non-negotiable, my friend. You need to have a high yield savings account specifically for this goal. A lot of people ask if you can invest that money. Look, you can. I usually don't recommend it because maybe I have bad luck, but whenever I would need that money, the market would start to go down and I wouldn't have as much as I need at that time. This is totally up to you. I do not recommend investing it for short-term goals, but again, you can. I do personally recommend a high-yield savings account that pays over 0.5% at least. Now, the second step is probably one of the most important steps, and that is to talk with a lender to see how much you actually qualify for. The important piece here is do not have them pull your credit yet. You're not ready for that. We're just getting some information at this stage. And so what you can do when you talk with the lenders, you can tell them, this is how much of a payment I can truly afford. This is what I'm comfortable with. What are some of the loan options out there? How much do I maybe need to bring in for closing costs, for down payment, all of that kind of stuff? It'll give you a better idea of what to expect. So definitely start talking with a lender. Again, do not have them pull your credit until you are ready. When you are ready, then they can pull the credit. But until then, you don't want that hard inquiry sitting on your report. Which leads me to step three, and that is to set a realistic expectation for yourself. Unfortunately, it is a seller's market, which means buyers are kind of getting a little bit screwed over here. So that means as a buyer, you're going to need to be prepared to cover all of the closing costs, and you're probably going to be paying full price. It really does suck to see that. It's not fun to hear I have to pay full price, but in today's market, and again, this isn't for everywhere in the US, it's just a lot of the hot cities, and it feels like everywhere. It really does. Even the small cities are getting huge inquiries of like people, and the real estate markets are crazy there too. So because of that, just be prepared, be overly prepared to cover all of the closing costs. Make sure that you have enough money sitting in your savings account to cover all of that kind of stuff. It sucks. And in a lot of markets, you're actually going to be paying over $10,000, $20,000, even $40,000 over asking price. I had an Instagram message the other day from somebody who said that in the Bay Area, it's $100,000 to $200,000 over asking price. So it's wild. It really is a crappy time to be a buyer, but it's the world we're living in right now. And the only thing you can do is prepare by saving enough money to cover your bet there. Now, once you have all of that information in order, you're ready for step number four, which is adding up and setting a very clear micro monthly goal. So what you're going to do is you're going to take all the information you got from your lender. You're going to take all of the information from real estate agents on what appreciation in areas is looking like. So you know exactly how much money you might need to save for down payment and closing costs. Once you have that in order, add it all up and divide it by your timeline. So let's say you need $30,000 and you're planning on buying in 3 years. So maybe you factored in 10% appreciation just in case prices go up, which they probably will. So when you have that all factored in place, now you have an idea. So you would take $30,000, divide that by 3 years, which gives you $10,000 per year. Now, if we take $10,000 and we divide that by 12 months, It tells us we need $833 every single month in savings in order to reach this goal. Now, it's up to you to decide if you can actually do that, if it's too much, too little, like whatever the case might be. That's where you can start to see what this is going to take. You might need to side hustle. You might need to do something differently. You might need to get another job. Whatever your case is, this is a good indicator and will help you determine what your very next step will be and what's realistic for your finances. Which leads me to our last step. In my opinion, this is the greatest thing you can do for yourself, and that is to try your new mortgage before you buy. So what I mean by that is anytime you're going to change your finances, maybe it's buying a car, maybe it's buying a house, like whatever, but specifically with houses right now, let's say you're renting an apartment that's $1,600 per month and your mortgage will be $2,000 per month if you were to buy. The important piece is to try on that $2,000, pretend like you have that $2,000 house payment and see how it feels. If it makes you feel a little bit like, oh, I cannot handle this, this is too much, it's a good indicator that you either need to come in with more of a down payment, you need to reduce your expectations, or you need to increase your income. But it tells you what that feels like when you're actually making that payment every single month. I think that's one of the best things you can do for your finances is to see how your life would feel. And I'm telling you, that will tell you everything for your own life and how it feels. So give it a shot. And these five tips will hopefully help you in this crazy market. If you're trying to get a house, I'm cheering you on. It is so tough. Stay patient. I had another gal on Instagram said after 17 offers, they finally got their house. But it's a crazy time. So I hope this helps you. And more than anything, I hope that you are prepared when the time is right for you to buy. All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you're having a great Friday, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.